With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana health officials have reported 69 new cases of COVID-19 over the last 3 days and a new death related to the illness. A man in his 60s died in a Yellowstone County hospital on Saturday. It is the 21st death recorded in the state and the fourth in Yellowstone County attributed to COVID-19. More than 2,800 test results were reported between Friday and Sunday. They resulted in 32 cases Saturday, 20 on Sunday, and 17 on Monday. The 32 cases reported on Saturday marked the second highest single-day tally, trailing only the 35 cases reported on March 26th. Montana's total known active case stands at 163. Authorities have identified a 19-year-old man killed during his attempted apprehension in Montana on a warrant for deliberate homicide in Colorado. Yellowstone County Assistant Coroner Richard Hoffman told the Billings Gazette that Kellen Fortune was killed after being shot multiple times when he exchanged gunfire with federal agents on Thursday in Billings. Police say members of a U.S. Marshals Service Violent Fugitive Task Force had been trying to apprehend Fortune. Billings police are investigating and a coroner's inquest will be conducted to determine if Fortune's killing was justified. A state of Montana spokesperson says she was wrong in telling the Billings Gazette last week that a female inmate who tested positive for the novel coronavirus had been isolated for the entire length of her illness. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Carolyn Bright with the Montana Department of Corrections says the situation had been miscommunicated to her last week. She told YPR Monday that an asymptomatic inmate at the Montana Women's Prison in Billings had interacted with other inmates for 2 days before staff isolated her.
Our clinical services staff received information after a short period of time that the inmate may have been exposed to COVID. So at that point, the inmate was immediately quarantined.
She says when the inmate arrived in the latter part of May, the department was allowing prison transfers on a case-by-case basis, and a 14-day quarantine was not required for all transfers. In recent weeks, cases of COVID-19 in prisons and jails have soared across the U.S. Bright says the Montana Department of Corrections does not suspect community spread of the disease at the women's prison, and the inmate is the only positive case staff is aware of. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A National Park Service report says tourist spending in and around Yellowstone National Park supported about 7,000 jobs in 2019. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the roughly 4 million people who visited the world's first national park in 2019 spent $507 million in towns within 60 miles of the park. That doesn't include Bozeman, which is about 80 miles from Yellowstone's border, but does include gateway cities West Yellowstone and Gardner. The Custer-Gallatin National Forest is proposing to make temporary shooting bans in two small areas north of Yellowstone National Park permanent. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
U.S. Forest Service officials say the two sections northwest of Gardner are too close to private residences, Highway 89, the Gardner Airport, and Old Yellowstone Trail. In a recent press release, officials say their locations make it, quote, difficult, if not impossible, to safely shoot a firearm of the caliber needed to harvest a bison or other big game animal. Bison migrate out of Yellowstone every winter in search of food at lower elevations. Their path funnels through Beatty Gulch, a stretch of U.S. Forest Service land where bison hunting is allowed. Since 2016, the Forest Service has temporarily banned shooting in an 18-acre section of the approximately 150-acre area, along with 5 acres at another site near the McConnell Fishing Access Area. If the new proposal is approved, the shooting ban in those sections would be permanent. Bow hunting would still be allowed. Gardner District Ranger Mike Tom told YPR Monday that the Forest Service has been working closely with Park County, the state of Montana, and local and tribal partners to address the safety concerns during the hunt. He said the proposal, if approved, would not change rules for the areas people were able to hunt last year. Public comments on the proposal will be accepted from June 24th to August 22nd via mail and email. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
With Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.